USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve once again talking interest rates, saying hikes will depend on what the numbers say. Their message comes as the Fed has been steadily raising rates in order to fight inflation. There are some signs inflation may be slowing, but the Fed is worried about elevated inflation becoming entrenched. Hotel prices across the United States will cost travelers around $189 per night this Labor Day weekend. Travel research group Hopper says while that number is up 6% from last year, it's down from the summer peak price of $193. Hotel costs are one of the few places travelers can expect some relief. Domestic airfare is up 23% since last year and will cost around $278 round trip. This is USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
The CDC is rolling back its COVID recommendations, saying unvaccinated people no longer need to quarantine after being exposed to the virus. Also, the recommendations for social distancing and other control measures are no longer required, including for students in school. This, as CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says she's not happy with how the agency responded to the COVID pandemic. Dr. Walensky adding her new goals for the CDC going forward are accountability, collaboration, communication, and timeliness. Another 10 illegal immigrants caught crossing the southern border have popped up on a terror screening database. That's according to new numbers for July, which are released this week by Homeland Security. That brings the total this fiscal year to 66. A down day on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 171 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Incumbent Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney lost the GOP primary to her challenger, Harriet Hageman. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls tells Fox and Friends why he believes Cheney's role on the House January 6th committee impacted her election.
I think the people of Wyoming and people in my district for sure are worried about crime, border, inflation, all kinds of other things.
Gotcha.
than this.
Hageman is an attorney who has been endorsed by former President Donald Trump, as well as other Republican leaders like House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. A recall has SUV owners taking note.
General Motors is recalling more than 484,000 large SUVs in the U.S. to fix a problem that can cause the third row seat belts to malfunction. The recall covers Chevy Suburbans and Tahoes and Cadillac Escalades and GMC Yukons from the 2021 and 22 model years. Reports from the automaker to U.S. safety regulators say the belts may not properly restrain a passenger in a crash, increasing the risk of injury. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Apple will require its corporate employees to return to the office at least 3 days a week by September 5th. The new mandate comes after plans were delayed several times due to surges of COVID-19. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.